From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news source, the headlines. Job creation law protects indigenous people. Garuda recorded $1.13 billion operating revenue as of Q3 2020. Now the news in details. The Presidential Staff Office KSP Deputy 2 key expert Usep Setiawan highlighted that the law number 11 of 2020 on job creation offered opportunities for the public to manage forests and protect indigenous people. Setiawan noted that the affirmation was stipulated in several articles related to the forestry sector, while citing the example of many articles that were partial to social forestry. Setiawan noted in a statement in Jakarta on Saturday that there are articles that regulate the use of protected forests and production forests through the social forestry program. This program can be offered to individuals, forest farmers, groups, and cooperatives. According to Setiawan, the regulation is in paragraph 4 related to the article regulating forestry. Indonesia's flag carrier PT Garuda Indonesia posted an operating revenue of $1.13 billion, or some 16 trillion rupiah, as of September 2020 or in the third quarter of 2020. Of the total revenue, scheduled flights contributed $917.28 million, while the unscheduled aviation sector $46.92 million. President Director of Garuda Indonesia, Irfania Putra, stated as quoted by Antara, "Based on the company's performance achievement to date, they are certain that various efforts to restore performance have been on track," the President Director noted in an official statement on Saturday. Garuda is also upbeat about a more positive growth in performance of the state-owned company BUMN in the national aviation industry in the fourth quarter of 2020, particularly with the long holidays at the year-end. Operating income also rose along with passenger growth of 17.9% in September 2020 as compared to the number of passengers in August 2020. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The European Union Climate Diplomacy Week in Indonesia, which was held from October 24 to 6 November, closed by recording more than 50,000 participants who attended 35 activities on climate change. With the slogan, "Act Today for Our Tomorrow," Climate Diplomacy Week 2020 in Indonesia presents a variety of activities highlighting five main themes: forests, oceans, sustainable production and consumption, green economy, and urban climate action. In his remarks at the virtual Climate Diplomacy Week closing event on Friday, the European Union Ambassador to Indonesia, Vincent Piquet, explained that Indonesia is the main partner of the European Union in the Green Recovery Program to deal with the climate change.
"I'm convinced that together, the 27 member states of the EU have a tremendous amount of know-how to share with Indonesia in combating climate change, which together with fighting the pandemic is our top priority for the coming decades. Our governments are committed to this, and so are our companies. including the 1,100 EU firms who have already invested in Indonesia and Indonesian companies, giving jobs to 1.1 million people. We see Indonesia as a top priority partner for us for the green recovery agenda. This was the third EU Climate Diplomacy Week in Indonesia. It will certainly not be the last. The cause of climate action that we share is too important, and the work ahead is too big. None of us can do that job alone, and all of us have to play our part.
Climate Diplomacy Week is filled with discussion with experts, policymakers, and environmental activities discussing interesting topics such as forest conservation, tackling marine pollution, sustainable lifestyles, environmentally friendly jobs, and energy efficiency. The Climate Diplomacy Week is the European Union flagship event held annually in various parts of the world to promote dialogue and cooperation, present success stories, and inspire further actions to combat climate change. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Democrat Joe Biden won the U.S. presidential election on Saturday after a bitter campaign, sparking street celebration among his supporters in major cities, even as President Donald Trump refused to accept defeat. Biden's victory in the battleground state of Pennsylvania put him over the threshold of 270 electoral college votes he needed to clinch to the presidency, ending 4 days of nail-biting suspense in a deeply divided country. Congratulations poured in from abroad, including from the Conservative British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, making it hard for Trump to push his repeated claims without evidence that the election was rigged against him. Trump, who was golfing when the major television networks projected his rival had won, immediately accused Biden of rushing to falsely pose as the winner. Trump has filed a raft of lawsuits to challenge the result, but election officials in state across the country say there has no evidence of significant fraud, and legal expert says Trump's efforts are unlikely to succeed. Hundreds of thousands of Cubans began evacuating their homes on Saturday as tropical storms Eta near the Caribbean island's southern coast, threatening torrential rain and flooding after killing dozens in Central America. The storm is expected to make landfall in central Cuba overnight, the Cuban Meteorology Office said, warning of winds of 90 to 110 kilometers an hour, 56 to 68 miles per hour, a storm surge, and heavy coastal flooding. Inundation could be a problem more broadly, it said, given that Cuba was already waterlogged in the wake of recent heavy rains, and Eta could potentially dump more than 300 millimeters of water on the country. Already, outer bands of rain had unleashed 95 millimeters of water on eastern Cuba. Cuban authorities, who are known for preparedness in the face of the natural disaster, said that farmers were moving their livestock to secure location and harvesting as much crop as possible before the storm hit. Myanmar votes on Sunday in an election seen as a referendum on a fledgling democratic government whose reputation collapsed overseas amid allegations of the genocide, but which remains popular at home. Leader Aung San Suu Kyi, National League for Democracy, is widely expected to win a second term in the second general election since the end of decades of military-backed rule. She is backed by the population that still largely see her as the heroine of democracy, though her win will likely be by a lesser margin than the landslide victory that propelled her to power in 2015. More than 37 million people are registered to vote, but fears over the spread of COVID-19 may dampen turnout. Polls have also been cancelled in areas affected by insurgencies, which Human Rights Watch said meant 1.5 million people will be unable to cast their vote. The Election Commission has said the election had to be cancelled for a safety reason because of the ongoing insurgencies. The Commission has also said it is doing the best it can to make sure elections are free and fair. Belarusian police on Saturday detained dozens of medical professionals who had planned to take part in an anti-government protest in the capital Minsk, a prominent human rights group said. Vyazna, which is based in Minsk, said 60 doctors and other medical staff who had gathered for a rally were taken to police station. Natalia Januszewicz, a spokeswoman for the Minsk police, confirmed that some of the demonstrators had been detained and called on the population not to take part in an unauthorized protest. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko is facing a week-long political crisis in which tens of thousands of Belarusians have regularly taken to the streets of Minsk calling for him to resign. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Of Indonesia in Jakarta with Spotlight of the Week on global economy recoveries, including Indonesia. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said the economic growth of a number of developed and developing countries showed improvement in the third quarter of 2020 compared to the second quarter of 2020 as achieved by Indonesia. He said illustrates that the world economy is recovering from the pressure of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a press conference from the Presidential Palace in Jakarta last Thursday, Erlangga said that the economies of a number of Southeast Asian countries had also shown a positive trend, although contraction was still looming at a smaller dose. Indonesia recorded economic growth of -3.49% on an annual basis year-on-year in the third quarter of 2020, which continued the contraction from the second quarter of 2020, which was -5.32%. Even though it is still experiencing contraction, Erlangga said that pace of the domestic economy is on the path to recovery. The coordinating minister believes Indonesia has passed the worst phase of economic slowdown. Erlangga hopes that in the fourth quarter of 2020, the economy can reverse to a positive trend, although there is a possibility that it will still be trapped at a negative level. Coordinating Minister Erlangga's projection for economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2020 is 1.6% to 0.6%. According to Erlangga, looking at the quarter-to-quarter, Indonesia's economic growth in the third quarter of 2020 has reached 5.05%. Several business sectors, according to him, also experienced improvement in the third quarter of this year compared to the second quarter of 2020. However, if you look at the growth of business fields from year to year, there is still a slowdown in several sectors. He hopes that the economic recovery will continue in the fourth quarter of 2020. He sees several macroeconomic indicators such as the manufacturing index, motor vehicle sales data, consumer confidence index, and retail sales continue to improve. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll begin with November 8, 1939, when Adolf Hitler escapes an assassination attempt in Munich. Before World War II, Hitler always attended a meeting which regularly took place every November in the Beer Putsch Hall. A carpenter named George Elster escaped the inspection and entered the hall without having any difficulty planting a bomb. Elster decided to kill Hitler right then and thereby placing a ticking time bomb on the back post of the podium where Hitler was giving a speech at the hall on November 8, 1939. But unexpectedly, Hitler, who usually always gave long speeches, at that time only made a shorter speech than usual. And this assassination attempt ended in failure since Hitler's speech finished 8 minutes earlier than the scheduled time. Next is from November 8, 1949, when World Urban Planning Day is declared. The International Organization for World Urban Planning Day was founded on November 8, 1949 by the late Professor Carlos Maria de la Puellera of the University of Buenos Aires. The date was later designated as the World City Planning Day or commonly known as World Town Planning Day, which is a form of World Spatial Awakening. Until now, 30 countries commemorate World Town Planning Day. The commemoration of Spatial Planning Day aims to increase public and professional awareness and appreciation of spatial planning efforts both locally and globally. The last event is from November 8, 2002, when the UN Security Council passes Resolution 1441. This resolution offers Saddam Hussein's Iraq one last chance to meet the disarmament demands laid down in several previous resolutions. The UN Security Council unanimously passed Resolution 1441 with the unanimous vote of 15 members of the Council. Russia, China, France, and Arab countries such as Syria support Resolution 1441. The support is broader than support for the 1990 Gulf War resolution. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by a letter sent by Lei Zhenyuan in Jiangsu, China. He was listening to Voice of Indonesia of our program in Mandarin on November 1st, 2020, through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 44334. Hello, Mr. Lei Zhenyuan. Thank you so much for your attention. I'm really glad that you were able to listen to our radio clearly. I have been forwarded your email to Mandarin section for the reply. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Diri di sini, di tempat di mana dulu pertama kita bertemu, pertama ku menatapmu. Ingatkah kau saat itu? Kau tersenyum kepadaku bekal senyuman itu, ku jalani hidup hingga saat ini. Kau masih satu-satunya yang paling mengerti aku, semua baik burukku hingga detik. Aku masih orang itu, kau kenal dengan hatimu, masih seperti dulu. Thank you.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today in on President is to visit Switzerland for the 2032 Olympics meeting. Chairman of the Indonesian Olympics Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, said President Joko Widodo would visit the headquarters of the International Olympic Committee, IOC, in Switzerland regarding Indonesia's desire to host Olympics 2032. As quoted from Antara, Raja Sabta Oktohari earlier on Wednesday had attended a limited meeting via video conference on the plans for Indonesia's candidacy to host the Olympics in 2032, chaired by President Joko Widodo. Previously, BUMN Minister Erick Thohir, who is also a member of the IOC from Indonesia, had also visited the IOC headquarters in Switzerland in October 2020. For the 2032 Olympics, Indonesia will compete with other countries that also want to host it, namely Australia, Germany, Korea Unification, Qatar, and India. According to Raja Sabta Oktohari, President Joko Widodo has also sent a letter in 2018 containing Indonesia's official offer to host the 2032 Olympics. If Indonesia is trusted to host the 2032 Olympics, a new history of sports will be engraved, because for the first time the Olympics are held in Southeast Asia. To that end, he asked for the support of all Indonesian people to prove that Indonesia is also capable of hosting the 2032 Olympics and Paralympics. Regarding budgeting, according to Raja Sabta Oktohari, the result of the limited meeting stated that if Indonesia became the host, the budget would disperse in 3 years, which was consultative in nature. He added that the IOC has said that the city that will host the 2032 Olympics is a city that has legacy, sustainability, community support, and is eco-friendly. Even though Indonesia is affected by COVID-19, especially from an economic perspective, Raja Sabta Oktohari is optimistic that Indonesia's economy condition will be stable and improve. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuku Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. He sent his email to Voice of Indonesia on November 1, 2020. In his email, Mr. Kalab Abbas said that he was really pleased to listen that his email has been broadcasted in our segment Listener's Mailbag. He was also pleased when being played a beautiful song. Hello, Mr. Kalab Abbas. How are you today? Thank you so much for monitoring our broadcast. So keep listening to our broadcast and sending your reception report. Special for you, we'll play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Try to hide behind your facial mask, but you're scared to face the world. Try to be someone you don't know you're really not. Try to hide the lies between those eyes, but you're living like a thought. You need to go back to the ways that you were thought. 'Cause mama didn't raise you this way.
what you got.
Father didn't raise you this way.
Your body worth a lot.
I know you feel empty this way.
Competing for the spot, 'cause there's a million girls that's living like you, fighting for the top.
You know you worth it, girl.
Don't try giving what you got.
You know you worth it, girl.
'Cause he knows you're all he's got.
You know you worth it, girl.
Don't try giving what you got.
Why?
So don't go listen to them people trying to promise you the top.
Doing this on purpose. Killer burning diamonds never make a feel worthless. And if I can't purchase, I write it in a cursive. Put you in a mansion, Michael Kors, blue purses. You know I got the verses to cancel all the curses. Higher there, high, stopping on surface. Lord, please forgive me for putting this in hearses. 'Cause I killed this verse. Think we need some nurses.
Nurses, nurses,
I know we live in a crazy world, battle with crazy girls. Know that we have to stay focused. You can be scared, be tough, cheek, be brave. And when the world comes hard, you gotta be in charge. You gotta be ready for the city. Street light, red light, nightlife, it's your fate.
'Cause mama didn't raise you this way.
Using what you got.
Your father didn't raise you this way.
Your body worth a lot.
I know you feel empty this way.
Competing for this spot, 'cause there's a million girls that living like you, fighting for the top.
You know you're worth it, girl.
Don't try giving what you got.
You know you're worth it, girl.
'Cause he knows you're all he's got.
You know you're worth it, girl.
Don't try giving what you got. So don't go listen to them people trying to promise you the top.
They can promise you the top.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder. Today I will introduce es Laksamana Mengamuk, which is one of the typical beverages from Riau. Talking about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely as Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. As Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is forcing hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. According to the story, there was an admiral who went to get the quenny mango garden because his wife was taken away by the owner of the quenny mango garden. So, to vent his anger, the admiral slashed his sword in all directions. As a result, many Kwendi mango fruit fell to the ground. After the admiral left, people around the Kwendi garden picked up dozens of Kwendi mangoes that fell to the ground. At first, they were confused about what to do with all the Kwendi mango they had collected. Finally, women mixed pieces of mango Kwendi, which had a soft flesh and fragrant aroma, with coconut milk and sugar. Then the beverage are distributed to residents of the village. It turns out that people liked the taste and it quickly spread to all corners of Riau Island. To commemorate the history its origin, it was named Laksamana Mangamuk, or the Admiral Going Berserk. Laksamana Mangamuk ice drink that can be found in various typical Malay restaurants. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of Kwendi fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Kwendi fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs. If you are interested in tasting the delicious iced Laksamana Mangamuk, you can make it yourself because it's quite easy. First, you can boil the coconut milk and then add white or brown sugar according to your taste. Then add some pandan leaves. After that, cool the coconut milk, then put the mango 20 pieces in it and a few chunks of ice to the glass. As Laksamana Mangamuk is ready to be enjoyed. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. I hope you enjoy it and make your own as Laksamana Mangamuk. I'm Nugo Kusumati. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. I have heard your audio containing our broadcast. I think it was clear. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation. Therefore, we will play a beautiful song for you and your club. Here is the song.
Wajahmu selalu ada kalaku memejamkan mata. Indah paras lukumu hadirkan sejuta hayalan. Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu pikiranku. Dan dengarlah laguku. Aku mulai terbawa rasaku padamu. Meski kau nafasmu. Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu pikiranku. Dan dengarlah
Listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Miss Eleni of Voice of Indonesia. Today, this edition will discuss Master, a waste processing robot developed by Indonesian students. Stay tuned. Two students of the University of Muhammadiyah Malang UMM in East Java developed a waste processing robot named Magic Trust Robot, abbreviated as Master. The two students were Andan Drani and Iif Nur Safitri from the UMM Accounting Program. One of the students, Andan Drani, said that the idea of making this robot originated from the public concern about the pile of garbage, which has a bad impact on the surrounding environment. With the existence of Masters, all activities ranging from sorting waste by type to processing waste into virtualizer will become more practical. According to Andan Drani, technology like this does not yet exist in Indonesia. Even if there is, its function is limited to ordinary trash cans in public location. It cannot sort out the types of waste. This master robot will sort waste according to its type, such as plastic, cans, glass, leaves, and food scraps. Besides sorting master, it is also able to process waste into simple fertilizer that can be used by the community. Furthermore, Andan Drani said that until now, municipal waste management in Indonesia is still one of the problems along with increasing population growth. Garbage in landfills causes increased degradation of environmental hygiene because it emits methane gas, which causes global warming. According to various studies by experts, methane gas has a destructive force 23 times stronger than carbon. Therefore, it is necessary to make efforts to reduce the increase in dangerous gases. The master robot made by the two students succeeded in becoming the runner-up of the business plan competition at the 62nd anniversary of the ATK Yogyakarta Polytechnic. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miss Eleni. Thank you for listening. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. I'll see you on the next Miss Eleni.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Someday your feet can touch the ground. If someday your arms can't feel my touch. If someday your eyes can't see my face. I'll carry you, be there for you any time of day. Forever is a long time, but I keep my words that I say to you. Together we can go far, as long as I'm with you. Cause I will fall for you, no matter what they say. I still love you, I still love you. You'll never be alone, now look me in the eyes. I still love you, I still love you till forever. If one day you don't recognize my voice, and if one day it seems so hard to breathe, I promise you to give my all, oh, like you do from the day I start to see. My words that I say to you. Together we can go far, as long as you're with me. Cause I will fall for you, no matter what they say. I still love you, I still love you. You'll never be alone, now look me in the eyes. I still love you, I still love you. Till forever. Save until you find what you're looking for, looking for. I'll stay with you until you find your way back home, way back home. I'll keep you safe until you find what you're looking for, looking for. I'll stay with you until you find your way back home, way back home.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we will present you a song by Alia Masaid. Although her mother, Reza Artamevia, is one of the Indonesian diva, Alia can prove her qualities as a singer. She has melodious vocals and can deliver the song well. Her first single, entitled Ulangi, was quite successful in the market. On October 23, 2020, Alia released her newest single, Tak Searah. The song was composed by a popular songwriter and music producer, Pika Iskandar. According to Pika, Tak Searah is a song that is very touching and easy to listen to. In some parts, there is the concept of 80s music. The hope is that listeners can return to reminiscing about that time. Well, listener, here is the song Tak Searah by Alia Masaid. Enjoy the song.
Sama
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Sapri Adela. See you on the next English program.